Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase. Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever it works for you.
I feel like it's the same. Like, I always feel like they always have a good defense. You know, people kind of, you know, say this, that, and the third about them, but I've watched them and I've been a part of that team for a while, and, you know, seeing them, they're sound. They're going to fly around, and, you know, they got guys on the back end that are extremely smart. They keep some active corners, like some guys that like to play aggressive, some guys that don't. And that interior, you know, Ed Oliver is a game record if you let him. You know what I'm saying? So, and you got some guys on the end. So, like, they just always had a good team, and it's a really, really good coach team. You know, shout out to Sean McDermott. So, for me, I don't think it's nothing new as far as, like, this year. You know, they're going to be coached well. It's going to be a test for us. I look forward to it.
Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs, formerly, of course, of the Bills. Give a little credit to the defense, a unit that has been very much criticized by Bills fans, Bills media. I think rightfully.
A former Bills player being diplomatic about the Buffalo Bills.
Very, very diplomatic.
They're more
very
at diplomatic. 11.
Ed Oliver may not have been playing this game. He's like, nice game record, man. Game record. Hasn't played in 3 weeks, but he's a game record.
I mean, that is also not wrong because Ed Oliver still tied for the team lead in tackles for loss after playing one football game.
You a little worried, real quick on him. I've thought about this because right before the season started, yep, I had mentioned I thought Greg Rousseau was going to be the one that really took advantage of Bosa being here, the new additions to the defensive, to the interior defensive line, and what have you. I thought he would be poised for a breakout year.
Yep.
Through four games, the opposite has been true. He is on pace for his worst year. Sacks. Mike Schoepf said this yesterday, and I agree. Sacks are, for the most part, a QB stat. And the teams the Bills have played have been really upfront about getting the ball out quick, running up to the line and getting the ball going quick, and trying to put the Bills on the back foot early. With that being said, though, Rousseau's maybe best attribute is he's a very good run defender. That is really not shown to be the case. He's not getting gashed like Joey Bosa is, where it seems like every time it's a big run, you're like, oh, there he is. Okay.
Loving the
pass rush, but there he is.
Bosa setting the edge is a little different than Rousseau setting it.
Right. We haven't really seen it from Rousseau. And kind of to all that, and really I guess this is Rousseau as a player. He's very inconsistent. Talented, but very inconsistent. Because we mentioned it, and this is a few months ago now, his game against Arizona, the opener last year.
He has 3 sacks.
He gets a ton of his production in that first game. He then goes off kind of for a little while of not really doing much at all. I think for like the next 5 or 6 weeks, he doesn't even have a sack. He gets going then towards the end of the year. He's one of your better pass rushers. However, it kind of all falls apart in the AFC Championship. I get a little worried that another talented but inconsistent player in Ed Oliver will have the one great game against Baltimore where you're like, without him, Josh Allen plays great. I don't think you're coming back. Like, he just has a ton of nice stats in the fourth quarter, but they don't win. Ed Oliver's focal point. He is instrumental in that comeback. I have started to get a little worried that I'm like, is it just going to be the Rousseau-Arizona game where he comes back and you're like, there's the Ed Oliver we've all had issues with for years.
I think there is one way to try to talk you down from that. And that is that we have seen Ed Oliver have a star season before. Greg Rousseau has always been on the cusp of things. Never had a star output season for his position. We have seen it from Ed Oliver. So, there's my saving grace. Also because Daquan Jones is playing some of his best football next to Ed Oliver that year. If Deion Walker's playing that kind of football, or if Daquan Jones has kind of found some of the magic again, hey, I can easily see Ed Oliver coming back into the game and wrecking stuff like he did in week one. And that's good to see. Maybe it's just Ed getting the consistency issues fixed up for himself. Maybe it's Ed just had a really tough time last year. I don't know which.
Yeah, because like to equal measures, Greg Rousseau being dominant in that Arizona game. I mean, I remember doing the show last year with Josh Schmidt, and we were both after week one going, yeah, Ed's a non-factor. I don't know what happened. Like, he's being double-teamed, but, like, this is not – he's kind of a non-factor for all of that game. And sadly, it did continue for much of the season.
I will say.
Up until late.
You mentioned the double-teams. Deion Walker having the size that he does presents an interesting problem for teams.
Mm-hmm.
You have to double Deion Walker, or you're doubling Ed Oliver.
Yeah.
Because he's more penetrative. So – that's going to be the next step to Deion Walker in his campaign for a rookie season right now. If Ed Oliver's on the field and you're not getting double-teamed, can you beat that single? Please do.
Please do.
And, oh, if an offensive line and run scheme dares to single-team Ed Oliver right now, I'm imagining that we're going to have some fun with that.
I mean, that's the hope, and that's where, you know, the cavalry coming, you know, quote unquote, the cavalry coming back. You'll get Hoyt, Ogunjobi, guys getting healthier. We're already starting to see that from yesterday with the limited returns to practice. That's the hope, is that all of a sudden now they've got
their full complement.
They've got, you know, pieces to play with, and that, you know, looking, we'll look back on this season or later on in the season, in November, whatever, we'll look back at this month and go, yeah, I mean, they just didn't have Hoyt. You know, Oliver was hurt. That's what really hurt him in the run game. Or, you know, they, you know, Bosa was still trying to come back, what have you. Or I know I've seen the reports, although he's not receiving treatment, so I kind of don't love bringing it up because I think it really gets to an excuse level. But Greg Rousseau might be in with a bone bruise.
I have to say, yeah, if you're not getting treatment, if you're not on the injury report, then it's not what I would call a validated excuse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but that's the cruel world that we live in. For me, it still comes down to there is a way to beat Ed Oliver. And it often is he's quick to get off the snap and you can trap him. He gets too far upfield. The Kyle Williams effect that we'd seen during the drought era where Williams is bursting into a backfield, but then, oh, just create your blocking schemes to be cutback and zone based so that when Kyle Williams is already 2 yards in the backfield, the rest of the defense hasn't caught up yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happens with Ed Oliver. Oliver will get quick into a backfield. You trap him, and he's erased from the play. And it turns into a massive...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jeremy White
and Joe DiBiase,
and we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk.
All Bills, all Sabres, all the time.
Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for Jeremy and Joe, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
B-gap issue where Oliver's already up the field. They're going to attack the B-gap because he's already up the field. I can then make my blockers attack the linebackers, cut back lane, and there we go. I don't think he'll be in for this game against the Patriots, but I'm very excited to see when he comes back.
Yeah, when they do get him back at full go.
At minimum, poor Carolina. What did they do to deserve this?
I mean, even Atlanta. Atlanta might be the team also that deals with that.
But I'm saying at minimum.
At minimum, yeah.
Because he's starting to practice now, and if he goes through the bye week and he's ready for Carolina, oh, and Hoyt and Ogunjobi are activated by then. What did the Panthers do to deserve this?
Right, because then you can just kind of throw the kitchen sink, get guys reps. I mean, look what they did with Cole Bishop, though, in terms of getting him reps. I mean, it's worked out really well so far. 803-0550, the number to call. I did throw up on Twitter, what are your nerve levels
for the Patriots this Sunday. Richard tweets in, honestly, it does depend on how the Bills play. If it's last week's team that shows up, they're losing. I don't really disagree with that. Like, we've mentioned a lot, and Derek, you've kind of coined the phrase, like, their C game or the C-plus game. That can't keep showing up. If it does keep showing up, eventually you will get a team who maybe has a better quarterback, like Drake May, who can take advantage of your shortcomings. I don't disagree. Yeah, if it's last week's team, maybe not losing, but it all of a sudden gets to a point of, yeah, but in the fourth quarter, Allen's got to make a freak play and stuff like that.
And that's where I don't necessarily agree with the take either.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily straight up saying it's wrong, but I also have to look at the Patriots and go, they don't give you the same game every week either.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a guarantee to come out with their best stuff. They could put up their week one effort against the Raiders where they don't score 14 points against the Vegas defense, or they get so turnover happy that they lose a game to the Steelers. What team capitalizes on mistakes more than anyone, even on their C game? It's the Bills. Be it a roughing the kicker, mm-hmm, or an ill-timed interception, or a weird play call at the red zone threatening to take the lead before halftime, when the run game was doing just fine. If New England makes a mistake like that, the Bills take advantage. Or, ready? An ill-timed fumble in the fourth quarter during a frantic comeback attempt. The Bills take advantage of your mistakes. New England is 2-2 because they make mistakes.
They do make a ton. Yeah.
And the Bills, outside of Josh Allen just trying to get them out of their own back of the field, and nothing's working, so he sends a deep ball and Sanker makes the interception. It's the first real mistake that Allen's made, and it was also forced. But the Bills also do not allow a touchdown on that drive.
Mm-hmm.
So as inconsistent as the defense has been, they show up at opportune times too.
At least in the regular season.
When we are watching it, mm-hmm, and it's hell itself in the, yep, first quarter of that game against New Orleans, the offense then stalls and the defense shows up. So could they have pulled away in that game? Yes, because the defense started showing up and started making some stops when they needed to, quite frankly. It was tough to watch, but they did it. And I think that's the same thing against New England here. If New England cannot throw or cannot run the football effectively, even against Buffalo, well, let's see what that number one ranked passing defense really means.
Right. Does it actually hold water or not?
Does it hold water, mm-hmm, because they're good at it, or does it hold water because teams just run the football on them?
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Chris is up first this segment. Chris, how are we doing?
Pretty good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I think this is probably the scariest game for me after the Baltimore game.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like with Miami and the Saints, they seemed a little too casual. I know they got the firepower. I know they don't come out on purpose as casual, but I just see this on the road. If the Bills don't bring their A game, this could be one of those upset games. So, and I don't understand why Ed Oliver's not back. Like, really, like, stepping on a foot, unless he broke the top of his foot, like a bone bruise shouldn't take.
Well, I mean, he was limping. It probably could be a sprain or something like that. I mean, he has been limping for a few weeks here.
Yeah. Who stepped on his foot, though? Like, was it Shakir? Like, if it's
Shakir, we have no idea.
We will never know.
We have no idea. I mean, they did make jokes yesterday with the media because the rumor there for a little while is that a horse stepped on him, which I thought was hysterical. If that actually happened, but no, we're probably not going to know, but he did get his foot stepped on, and he was limping for a few weeks here. He still kind of is. I mean, that's where Sal mentioned with the morning guys that he's limited, but he's the most questionable of the three guys that all returned to practice.
Yeah. All right. Maybe if it's Spencer Brown on with cleats, yeah, that would hurt, I guess.
That one would hurt.
So yeah.
6'7", 320. Yeah. It's gonna hurt. Chris, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, we're never gonna find out who did that.
We're never gonna find out. I enjoyed though that they had a little bit of a laugh about it. I hope, and again, we'll never know. I need it to be a horse though.
No.
Only because I want him to have gone into work and them going, Ed, Ed, we've talked about this.
No.
Ed, we've talked about this.
That's the thing. I don't want passions stripped from people just because a horse got clumsy.
It's Ed Oliver. That passion's never going away.
That's what I'm saying.
They're just going to sit there and go, dude, come on.
Ready? I don't want that to even be called into question. No, I hope that it wasn't a horse because, A, it would make sense that he's out for that long, mm-hmm. but also, B, no, my theory is Taylor Rapp. Anyway.
My theory. Because your theory with Rapp is that just he's involved of like any friendly fire things on the field. Nine happens to be there every time. I feel bad for Rapp.
Yeah.
Like they, 20 years ago, Taylor Rapp is a really fun safety
right.
that you love to have. 2025 Taylor Rapp, you look at him and you're just like, just please, please slow down just a little bit.
Friendly fire will not be tolerated.
Taylor Rapp might be Coy Wire, but faster.
Maybe.
There's your drought reference for the day.
803-0550, the number to call. Level of nerves for the Patriots. Love to hear your thoughts. We get to see your tweets as well as your phone calls. And Sal Capaccio coming up at 11 o'clock for more on the Bills' injuries and what to expect for today. Also did mention we got to get to some of that Sabres news. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen leaving last night's game with an injury. Lower body appears to be the same injury he had been dealing with all offseason. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase. Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever it works for you.